Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Fallen Angels by Walter Dean Myers, narrated by J.D. Jackson and directed by Brandon Schultz.
Chapter 1.
Somebody must have told them suckers I was coming.
Told who? I asked.
The Kongs, man. Who you think I'm talking about?
Why you think somebody told them you were coming?
'Cause I don't see none of them around here. They don't want their butts kicked.
Yeah, okay. I looked at the guy's name tag. It read Gates. Hey, Gates. I'll tell you as soon as I see some Kongs.
I'm going on in the bathroom, he said. Make sure there ain't none in there.
Right. I watched him wade through a sea of GIs, stopping now and again to talk to one of them.
Does he really think we're in Vietnam already?
Specialist Fifth Class Judy Duncan looked sharp in her dress uniform as she leaned against the Coke machine. Most of us were in fatigues, the Army's work clothes. I had been sitting next to Judy on the flight from Massachusetts. She had brought along an assortment of snacks to eat on the plane and was now digging into a bag of potato chips as we waited for the plane to refuel in Anchorage, Alaska, on our way to Vietnam. He's just a clown, I said. On the plane, he asked the captain to wake him up when we reached Kong City.
Where you say you were from?
New York, I answered. You?
I tell most people I'm from Dallas, she said, but I'm really from Irving. That's right outside of Dallas. I don't think anybody is really from Dallas anymore.
You took advanced training at Fort Devens?
Sam Houston in Texas. I did basic there and then went right into medical school. I got assigned to the hospital in Devens, but it got boring.
Now you going to see the world?
Something like that, she said.
She had a nice smile.
I think somebody figures if I see Nam first, everything else is going to look good to me.
The plane had been half empty coming from Massachusetts to Anchorage. We picked up about 50 more guys in Anchorage, most of them infantry from Fort Lewis. There were a few nurses with the group, and went and sat with them. We were served dinner shortly after we were airborne, but I wasn't hungry. I usually can't eat when I'm nervous, and going to Nam made me nervous. The only reason I was going anyway was because of a paperwork mess-up. At first, my unit was scheduled to go to Nam, but a doctor at Fort Devens had said that my knee was too bad for combat duty. I was assigned to a supply company while I waited for new orders. But then my old company didn't go to Nam, they went to Germany instead, which was cool because there wasn't any fighting going on over there. And I got orders for Nam.
Look at it this way, Perry, the captain had said. The only reason you're going to Nam is that it takes forever to process medical profile. Once it catches up with you, you'll be headed home. In the meantime, you'll get to Nam, they'll put you behind a desk in some headquarters company, and the worst that'll happen to you is that you catch a social disease in downtown Saigon that'll rot your Twinkie off.
I hadn't too about going to